Blog Talk Radio. This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story, our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Control. Yeah, I give you control.
you want to say and let the words fall out. Sarah Barillet, Braze. And good night. I am your host, Blaze. It is Monday Motivation. I spoke earlier, but I really don't know if you heard me or not because I'm a little distracted tonight. So I wasn't sure if my mic was on or my mic was not on. I have absolutely no idea. But it is Monday Motivation. I am glad to be here. And I'm going to be playing music tonight because I am babysitting, and the young man who celebrated his birthday this weekend is, of course, still awake. And you can hear him in the background. So we're going to do the brother, the brilliant brother. I'll be right back. I am your host, Blaze. I am having a hot cup of cinnamon turmeric tea tonight. Absolutely delicious. Fresh cinnamon from St. Lucia and fresh turmeric from the Korean vegetable stand. I was in Brooklyn on Saturday and had a ball in Brooklyn.
stopping at all of my favorite Korean stores, vegetable stands, and West Indian stores, and getting my favorite West Indian things, and lots of fruits and vegetables, because I had the happy, healthy hour yesterday, and I had some friends over, and we had a really good time. I woke up on Sunday, and I made quite a few dishes. Didn't get to make it to church because I had to cook. So we had couscous with sauteed peppers. We had stir-fried with cauliflower rice, broccoli rice, red cabbage, and what else was in there? Oh, and baby carrots. We had cauliflower potato salad, which was absolutely delicious. And there was no potatoes in there. Instead of potatoes, you use cauliflower. We had eggplant rotatini, and that was absolutely delicious, made with ricotta cheese and eggplants and spinach. That was absolutely delicious. And Janet made a delicious asparagus salad. And so we had some fruits, and you know, we had some chili, textured vegetable protein chili, and we had a really good time eating and talking, just women getting together, sharing recipes, sharing stories. It was an absolutely wonderful, wonderful evening, and I was happy to be able to host the event. So I am not tired, but I woke up this morning really energized, woke up early and was very energized. You know, I'm not sure if it was all the cucumber and peppermint water that I drank yesterday, refreshing my body. And we also had some citrus water, which was orange and lemon. So our water was infused yesterday with fresh fruits, and we had a really good time. Needless to say, we ate and we laughed and we cried, and you know, it was all good. It was all good.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
No one can predict what the future holds. In order to enjoy everything life has to offer, you need a strong immune system. It's important to educate immune cells to prepare your body for the unexpected. Support your immune system by incorporating 4 Life Transfer Factor products into your life. Feel confident in every situation and enjoy superior health and wellness. In today's world, it's not enough just to eat healthy and exercise. With exposure to threats in every walk of life, your immune system is constantly being challenged by invaders. The immune system is your main line of defense, and it must be vigilant in order for you to remain healthy. 4 Life Transfer Factor products are designed specifically for our time, developed to support your immune system in a unique and effective way. These patent-protected products don't just supply the body with nutrients. They provide vital information to immune cells, enabling their ability to recognize, respond to, and remember potential threats. The power behind these top-selling 4-Life products are immune system messengers called transfer factors. Transfer factors are found in colostrum, or a mother's first milk, as a way for mothers to transfer immune system information to their young. 4-Life obtains transfer factors from cow colostrum and, through innovative research, chicken egg yolks. The discovery that immunity can be borrowed from one species and shared with another is what forms the foundation of 4-Life Transfer Factor. Years of research and hundreds of studies show the ability of transfer factors to educate immune cells so your body can quickly recognize threats and deal with them accordingly. Our flagship product, 4-Life Transfer Factor Trifactor Formula, enhances, educates, and balances the immune system. With the exclusive Trifactor Formula, it boosts the activity of your body's important first-line defenders called natural killer cells by a proven 283%. Available in a capsule or in a delicious citrus cream chewable tablet, either way, you can enjoy the immune system benefits of these unique products. 4-Life Transfer Factor Plus Trifactor Formula, 4-Life's top-selling product, includes the benefits of 4-Life Transfer Factor in addition to other immune system support ingredients. These include mitake and shiitake mushrooms and baker's yeast to add nutritional and body-fortifying benefits. Independent test results show this immune system powerhouse boosts the body's natural killer cell activity by 437%. Every 4-Life Transfer Factor product is certified, guaranteeing our commitment to the identity, purity, strength, and composition of our ingredients. 4-Life is there when you need us most, with products for your life. The future of your health depends on what you do today. Make smart choices. Build a better life with 4-Life.
Yes, 4-Life Transfer Factor is the active ingredient in most of 4-Life products, and there's some great products. If you're interested in any of those products, give me a call at 315-333-2377 or visit my website, www.4thewoodlife.com/blaze. Now, 10th Avenue North, I have.
As I walk this great unknown, questions come and questions go. Was there purpose for the pain? Did I cry these tears in vain? I don't want to live in fear. I want to trust that you are near. Trust your grace can be seen in both triumph and tragedy. I have been faith feels thin, like the night will never end. Will you catch every tear, or will you just leave me here? I have been.
Have been so in the depth of my soul, in the flood of the fire.
Yes, 10th Avenue North. I have this hope. My name is Blaze. I am your host. It is Monday Motivation, and I am excited to be here as always. So what was your weekend like? I had a great weekend this weekend. What was your weekend like? And if your weekend was so busy that you need to take a breather today, here is Johnny Diaz. Breathe.
brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
F-U-S, Grace Lee.
Weakest moment I see you shaking your head in disgrace. I can read the disappointment written all over your face. Here come those whispers in my ear saying, who do you think you are? Looks like you're on your own from here. Grace could never reach that far. But in the shadow of that shame, beat down by all the blame, I hear you call my name, saying it's not over. And my heart starts to beat so loud now, drowning out the doubt. I'm down, but I'm not out. There's a war between guilt and grace. The thirsty soul, the broken side begins to heal, and grace returns with guilty soul.
Is coming to an end. The air is polluted, the oceans contaminated, the animals are going extinct, the economy's collapsed, Education is shot, police are corrupt, intelligence is shunned, and ignorance rewarded. The people are depressed and angry. We can't live with each other and we can't live with ourselves, so everyone's medicated. We pass each other on the streets, and if we do speak, it's meaningless robotic communication. More people want 15 seconds of fame than a lifetime of meaning and purpose, because what's popular is more important than what's right. Ratings are more important than the truth. Our government builds twice as many prisons and schools. It's easier to find a Big Mac than an apple. And when you find the apple, it's been genetically processed and modified. Presidents lie. Politicians trick us. Race is still an issue. And so is religion. Your God doesn't exist. My God does, and he is all loving. If you disagree with me, I'll kill you. Or even worse, argue you to death. 92% of songs on the radio are about sex. Kids don't play tag, they play twerk videos. The average person watches 5 hours of television a day, and it's more violence on the screen than ever before. Technology has given us everything we could ever want, and at the same time stolen everything we really need. Pride is at an all-time high, humility an all-time low. Everybody knows everything, everybody's going somewhere, ignoring someone, blaming somebody. Not many human beings left anymore, a lot of human doings, plenty of human lingerings in the past, not many human beings. Money is still the root of all evil, yet we tell our kids, don't get that degree, the jobs don't pay enough. Good deeds are only done when there's a profit margin. Videos of the misfortunes of others go viral. We laugh and share them with our friends to laugh with us. Our role models today, 60 years ago, would have been examples of what not to be. There are states where people can legally be discriminated against because they were born a certain way. Companies invest millions of dollars hiring specialists to make little girls feel like they need makeup to be beautiful, permanently lowering their self-esteem because they will never be pretty enough to meet those impossible standards. Corporations tell us, buy, 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 get this, get that, you must keep up, you must fit in, this will make you happy, but it never does for long. So what can we do in the face of all this madness and chaos? What is the solution? We can love. Not the love you hear in your favorite song on the radio. I mean real love, true love, boundless love. You can love, love each other from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed. Perform an act of kindness because that is contagious. We can be mindful during every interaction, planting seeds of goodness, showing a little more compassion than usual. We can forgive because 300 years from now, will that grudge you hold against your friend, your mother, your father have been worth it? Instead of trying to change others, we can change ourselves. We can change our hearts. We've been sold lies, brainwashed by our leaders and those we trust, and not recognize our brothers and sisters, and to exhibit anger, hatred, and cruelty. But once we truly love, we will meet anger with sympathy, hatred with compassion, cruelty with kindness. Love is the most powerful weapon on the face of the earth. Robert Kennedy once said that few will have the greatness to be in history, but each of us can work to change a small portion of events, and in the total of all those acts will be written the history of a generation. So yes, the world is coming to an end, and the path towards a new beginning starts within you.
Yes, yes, the things that we do, the things do in this world. And I am your host, Blaze. It is Monday Motivation, and yes, today is Monday, April 7th, 2018, and my goodness, time flies so quickly. I was working today, and I worked an hour interval at a time, and every time I got on the phone, before I knew it, an hour was up already. It's like time is running. Here we go. It's April 7th already. Can you believe we were just celebrating New Year's Day? And so, yes, time is flying fast. Monday Motivation is here. If you have not gotten anything accomplished in your to-do list for 2018, don't feel bad, because you are not the only one. We all have things on our list that we want to do that we do not get done. And I, for one, can tell you I have so many things that I want to have done, but so very little time. I am waiting and praying. crying and anticipating when the young man starts going to school so I can have my days to myself so that I can take care of what I need to take care of, because sometimes it is just overwhelming, and I can certainly relate. So 10 painless organizing tips for busy women, and is what I'm going to play for you.
Hi there, welcome back. Change of venue. Welcome to my home office. We are here for a very specific reason today, because it is the appropriate setting for me to share with you my top 10 daily tips for organizing your life and, most importantly, creating balance. This is my second favorite room in the house. I love this room. It's my quiet space to get work done. I have to say my new favorite room is, yes, my bathroom. After that incredible clean out, I adore that space. It feels so good. I can find everything and it just makes me happy. So I know a lot of you tackled a big bathroom clean out after seeing that video, and I hope you feel the same way. But the reason why I'm here and I'm wanting to do this subject for you today is that there's a common thread in questions from you all. You know, I'm busy. I'm a mom. I have a career. I do a lot of charity events on the side and MC different programs. And, you know, life is just a big juggling game. And so many of you ask, how do you do it? How do you balance it all? How do you find structure? What is your daily organizational tips and plans to get it all done and not be frazzled? And I have a set of rules that I follow strictly and religiously, and I feel that maybe if you apply these to your life, you'll get that same feeling of being on your game, on top of everything, and not feeling completely frayed and frazzled and not good for anybody. So let me launch in with tip number one. This is a very simple and basic one. Write everything down. Don't assume that these brain cells are going to remember everything you've got going on in your life, every little thought, or, oh, I need to do that, or, oh, I need to pick this thing up. Write it down. Get things down either on your devices or on paper. My second rule is, if you use a device, and really we all do these days, we all have our phones and we've got our computers and our laptops. So I would say this, put everything in your calendar. So for instance, I'll have something written today. My son had to go to the dentist at 11 o'clock, so that was written down. That then syncs with my home calendar. So that way I've got everything communicating, and no matter where I am, whether I've got my phone in front of me or my calendar at my desk here at home, I can see what's going on and everything is talking and communicating. If you're lucky enough, if you work outside the home and your office calendar can sync with your home, if it's on the same system, yay you. I don't have that, so I've got to do things separately. Number three is take advantage of your notes and your reminders apps on your phone. These are great opportunities to write down reminders, tips, grocery store lists. In my case, when I go to the nail salon and I get an interesting color that you guys might be interested in, yeah, I write that down in my notes section. So this crazy blue is called Gelato on My Mind. I would love to be the person who comes up with these names. What a great gig. The purpley blue is You're Such a Budapest. Okay, these things make me laugh. Anyway, they're here in my notes section so that I don't forget to share them with you. The next thing, and this is great if you have a large family, and as you know, school is about ready to start and things are about ready to get into high gear with school activities, after school sports, birthday parties, and just things when it comes to kids scheduling. So I just bought this. I'm about ready to break this baby open, but this is a very large magnetic calendar with a dry erase pen. So you can schedule in everything that's going on with your kids and basically put this kind of in the Grand Central Station part of your house, which is normally the kitchen. That's where everybody tends to be, and we all sort of look at things there because that's a group gathering spot. So this is a great way to have all of the kids' stuff written down so you can see it at a glance, prepare for it, and everybody's aware of what's going on with what person. The next thing, and I have to say, this is for me the biggest thing when it comes to creating balance. I have a paper calendar on my desk at work. Now, this is an example of April of last year. And in pencil, I will write down events that I have to MC, special stories or reports that I'm working on, dinner commitments, luncheons, and whatnot. I cannot even begin to tell you the value of seeing your month at a glance. There is something about looking at this and you see, oh, well, look, I've already booked 2 days worth of commitments. Maybe I'm going to give myself a break the next day. You see, when you're just pulling up a calendar and you're only doing it by the day, you don't get a feel of your week and your month. And so that doesn't help you with pacing. But for me, a paper calendar and this thing, I literally just printed from some site online. There are so many free downloadable counters. If you don't want to go and spend any money on a calendar, you can print one, put it on your desk, transfer everything there, and use this. See, the reason why it being on your desk, whether you work out of the home or in an office, you're always looking at it. It's not something you can minimize. It's not something that you X out. You always see it. So that is, to me, the holy grail when it comes to scheduling and balance, is having that visual paper calendar always in front of me. The next things I would say are lifestyle tips when it comes to having that feeling of balance and not losing yourself in your busy life. First of all, schedule sleep. Nobody likes a grumpy cat. Now, look, we're not going to get 8 or 9 hours every single night. That's a fallacy. Some nights we may only get 6, but try your next night to get 8 or 9 hours. Try to get balance. It's really the law of averages here. But if you make it a priority, if it's top of mind, then you'll make a point not to stay out too late, not to wake up too early, whatever it is. Just learn to make sleep a priority. The next one, and this has been the hardest thing for me to master, I am not there yet, but I'm getting there. Learn to say no. No, 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 no. Learn to say no. It is the shortest little word that is probably the most freeing. You can't please everybody all the time. And if you're not pleasing yourself and taking care of mama, you can't take care of anybody else. Learn to say no. It is the best thing that you can do for yourself. The next one, don't forget your lifestyle. Prioritize exercise, healthy eating, and quiet time for yourself. There is nothing more rejuvenating than having just a little moment to tuck away in a corner of your house, pick up a book, and read. Not have anything on, just silence. How often do we expose ourselves to silence? It's eerie at first. You're not used to it. You're immediately looking for stimulation. Allow yourself to check out and have some quiet. Meditate. Just be in the moment and feel how good that moment is. Number 9, declutter your life. That plays into the video that I just did last week with the extreme makeover in the bathroom. There is nothing worse than wasting time trying to find things. Where are my keys? Where are my glasses? Where's this? Where'd I leave that? The amount of time wasted just looking for stuff is tragic, in my opinion. That's time that can be better used to do something productive for yourself. So find places to put things. Have a key rack, or in our kitchen, we have a key bowl. And so all keys get dumped in there, and that's where they are. Have a designated place for your things, for your phone, for your glasses, for your keys, and be diligent about putting them there so they can always be found, and you will no longer be on a hunt for those 3 items, the 3 elusives. Trust me, it'll go a long way. And last but not least, practice your faith. And you know that probably should have been 1, but it's so important that it's in there. Whatever it is, whether you are talking to God or it's a spiritual connection, whatever it is that grounds you and centers you and brings you to that place of calm is so important. Read faith-based books. Go to your church or your synagogue or your mosque or whatever it is. But I think that is so important to just have that connection. Sometimes when we feel like we're about ready to lose it and we're so frazzled and we can't take it anymore, there is nothing like getting back to that spiritual connection to remind you that you can, you're capable, and sometimes you just have to let certain things go. So those are my top 10 daily organizational tips for you for planning for balance, for leading a healthy, happy, productive life where you are prompt and on time, you're efficient, you're getting things done, you're a better mother for your children, a better wife for your spouse, but most importantly, you're a better individual for you. I hope this has been helpful. Please, as always, leave me your comments and your suggestions. I love them. You give me so many great ideas. I have a list, and it's growing and growing because I have so many wonderful things that I would like to share with you. So again, I appreciate you. Continue to follow me on social media, as well as KPRC Channel 2 at 6 and 10, and click2houston.com, the station's website. You know all that stuff already. So with your new list and new approach on being organized, go out there, be bold, and be blessed, and I will see you in a week. Bye-bye.
Yes, and you can also find that video on YouTube, 10 Painless Organization Tips for Busy Women. And my name is Blaze. I am your host. This is the Monday Motivation segment of the program, April 7th, 2018, and it is a beautiful, really beautiful, hot, sunny day in my neck of the woods. Today was absolutely beautiful, and it is a gorgeous night as well. Kurt Franklin, smile.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like it's cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, my name is Blaze. I am your host, and it is this part of the segment where I say goodnight and thank all of you who have been listening to me. And again, I do apologize that I have been off the air for a little while, and I have to, I'll find a way to work things out, because I am going to be on and off for a couple of weeks as I am working on some new projects, and the time is not allowing me to be here every night at 9:30. So I am going to work some things out that is going to allow me to find a way to do something so that we're not missing too much time together, because I do enjoy the time I spend with you. So thank you for being for listening to me and making this program a part of your day. Whatever time you choose to listen to this program, I thank you. God bless you. Have an awesome, awesome, beautiful night. And I will leave you with Kurt Franklin's smile, because you know what? We look so much better when we smile. So go ahead and end your day with a smile and start your day tomorrow with a smile. And remember the tips you got on 10 Painless Organization Tips for Busy Women. Write everything down. Sync your calendars on all of your devices, and so that you have everything, no matter where you're at, you have them, because you know we all have more than one device. And write everything down. My name is Blaze. Thank you. Good night. God bless you. I love you. And Kurt Franklin, smile. You look so much better when you, you look so much better when you, looks like I'm having some technical difficulties. Don't know why, what just happened. This is very interesting. Let's see if it's going to come back on for us. Yeah, you look so much better when you, Well, folks, I have technical difficulties right now, so this is it. I will see you tomorrow.